President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, stood before a federal judge today to face sentencing for the second time in 2 weeks. Judge Amy Berman Jackson ordered him to serve an additional 43 months in prison. That brings the total to 7.5 years. And now there are new charges of residential mortgage fraud, that is, residential mortgage fraud coming from a Manhattan district attorney. NPR's national justice correspondent Carrie Johnson was at the courthouse in Washington, D.C. for Manafort's sentencing today. Take the last first, Carrie. What do we know about these new charges coming from New York?
These are about 16 charges coming from the Manhattan DA, Cyrus Vance. He accuses Paul Manafort of a year-long residential mortgage fraud scheme through which he falsified business records to illegally obtain millions of dollars. Manafort is now facing state charges in New York in addition to these federal counts.
Okay, now the sentencing today. The federal judge in Virginia gave a 4-year sentence to some that some criticize as lenient. That was the earlier sentence. Lenient, according to the sentencing guidelines. How did Judge Jackson today decide her sentence?
You know, the tone here by Judge Amy Berman Jackson in Washington, D.C. was very different than the tone last week in Virginia. Jackson said that Paul Manafort was not public enemy number one, but nor was he a victim. She talked about his pattern of spin and dissembling, that he wanted credit for supporting his family, but that he used other people's money to do it. And finally, Lisa, this judge said, "It's all very problematic to me because court is one of the places where facts still matter in this world."
And how is the sentence being viewed? Is it seen as being especially lenient or tough?
Well, you know, a total of 7.5 years is a significant sentence for a white-collar criminal defendant with no prior criminal record, as Paul Manafort is. On its own, the sentence from the judge in Virginia last week raised a lot of eyebrows from criminal defense lawyers. This total of 7.5 years may be more in the range of what they were expecting.
Paul Manafort issued his first apology today in court. He had not assumed any responsibility until now. What did he say?
Manafort spoke from a wheelchair, from a microphone set up at the desk or the court table. He said he was very upset at the cost to his family. He said, "This case has taken everything from me." He's about to turn 70 years old in April. He said, "Please let me be with my wife." But the judge said that Paul Manafort really had the gift of gab, a gift of words, and that he had decided not to write her a letter expressing remorse. Instead, Manafort relied on letters from his wife, from one of his daughters, from his brother and brother-in-law, and a number of longtime family friends. The judge said she really would have wanted to hear more from Manafort himself, and she questioned whether the remorse that he was talking about today in court was really heartfelt. She said, "Saying I'm sorry for being caught is not the same thing as having genuine contrition and remorse."
Carrie, how, if at all, does this sentence inform us on the wider Mueller probe?
You know, there have been a number of charges against a number of people. Many of them have pleaded guilty. Lisa, this sentence of 7.5 years total is the most serious of all. Paul Manafort was the campaign chairman for President Trump's campaign. And while his case, both of these cases in D.C. and Virginia, did not involve allegations of collusion or conspiracy with Russians, that doesn't mean, the judge said today, that those allegations have been proven or disproven. The judge said, "Let's wait and see what this special counsel probe concludes. It's too early to say what the investigation overall has determined because we do not know what special counsel Robert Mueller will say in a final report to the Justice Department."
Okay, final question. What happens to Paul Manafort now?
Paul Manafort is being recommended to serve his time in a prison in Cumberland, Maryland. That's not too far away from Washington, D.C. It's also a place where other prominent white-collar defendants have served time, including the former lobbyist Jack Abramoff. We will see if the Bureau of Prisons decides to send him there.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Thanks a lot, Carrie.
My pleasure.